President Bush says he reluctantly accepts Harriet Meyer's decision to withdraw her nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. The decision came earlier this morning, 3 weeks after the president announced her nomination from the Oval Office.
I believe the senators of both parties will find that Harriet Meyer's talent, experience, and judicial philosophy make her a superb choice to safeguard the constitutional liberties and equality of all Americans.
Today, the White House says Harriet Meyers reached her decision because of a conflict over executive privilege. Senators of both parties had been pushing the Bush administration to release documents related to her role as White House counsel. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent David Green. And David, President Bush said that releasing documents containing Meyers' legal advice would, and I'm quoting here, undermine a president's ability to receive candid counsel. Does the president's justification mean that no White House counsel can ever be nominated?
Well, it's an interesting question, Renee, that the president was very, very firm on that principle. A few days ago, he said that he was not going to cross that line, that answering questions about the private advice that advisors give to him would make it impossible for advisors in the future under his administration and in future presidencies to give candid advice and not worry about what the public repercussions would be. So on its face, that argument would seem to make it pretty tough for him to reach back now and grab someone else from inside his White House and nominate that person.
And Harriet Meyers, what happens to her now? Does she go back to being White House counsel?
Well, we don't know yet. The White House did say a couple days ago that she never formally left her job as White House counsel, so that certainly seems to leave the door open. The president is always very loyal to the people who are loyal to him whenever he can be, and as long as he doesn't feel that there would be political consequences, you could see him at least making the offer to Meyers to take the job back. Now, she was a private person. She was rarely seen in public. Now her name has been very much out there. It's been a tough few weeks for her. So whether or not she wants to be back in a high-profile job, time will tell.
And does any of this affect the Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, or could affect him? He's long been said to be on the president's short list. Does his position at the White House disqualify him for the Supreme Court?
Well, we were talking about this principle of attorney-client privilege that the president said was so important, and Alberto Gonzalez used to have the job that Meyers does, White House counsel. So, it would make it tough for the president to pick Gonzalez. The only thing that you could theoretically see as a possibility, the president had said that one thing that made the Meyers nomination different was that she didn't have any experience as a judge. So that made senators a little more hungry for any information they could get, which included her time at the White House. Gonzalez does have more of a record and service on the bench, and so maybe the White House thinking would be there's more for senators to dig into, and they wouldn't aggressively go after his time at the White House as much. But again, the president laid down that law, and it would be tough to back away.
Yeah, now, theoretically, President Bush could use his next Supreme Court nomination to regain some political footing. Does this announcement help or hurt the president, do you think?
It's an extraordinary moment at the White House, and it's not clear what will happen. They were looking for some sort of distraction that they could be more in control of, and we do know that in the next coming days, the president will be in control of making a new nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Thank you very much, NPR White House correspondent David Green. And again, Harriet Meyers has withdrawn her nomination to the Supreme Court. This is NPR News.